KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy, 65 degrees. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In area news, police in Creston report three people were arrested on separate charges over the weekend. Sunday afternoon, 40-year-old Angela Dawn Temme of Harlan was arrested at the Creston Walmart store on charges of public intoxication and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Temme was released from custody after posting a $300 bond. And on Saturday, Creston police arrested 30-year-old Todd Allen Lawrenson of Creston on a charge of OWI first offense. He was later released after posting 10% of a $1,000 bond. Also on Saturday, 36-year-old Larry William Jordan of Creston was arrested at the Elms Club for public intoxication. He was released on his own recognizance by a magistrate judge. Creston police said also the Walmart store reported a theft on June 24th. The amount of the loss was still under investigation. The governing board for Iowa's three public universities is cutting ties with a man who has served as its top lawyer since 2004. A June 16th memo obtained by the Associated Press shows General Counsel Tom Evans will soon no longer be employed by the Iowa Board of Regents, and his legal duties have been transferred to others. Evans has been the board's chief negotiator for contracts with labor unions and advises the regents and schools they govern on legal and human resources matters. News of his departure has surprised some colleagues, but the board has refused to explain the move. The move comes amid other personnel changes at the board's Urbandale office, where three longtime staff members recently took advantage of an early retirement program aimed at cutting costs. Large sections of pipe are already being stockpiled along the proposed route through Iowa, but the approval of the Bakken pipeline is far from a done deal, and opponents are ramping up their fight. Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement is planning meetings across the state in the counties that would be impacted. The group's Nathan Malachowski says that will include a Jasper County gathering tonight in the city of Newton.
There's still a lot of room for people to voice their concerns and influence the decision-making process, and getting involved is very important.
The proposed Bakken pipeline would send up to 570,000 gallons of crude oil through Iowa daily from the northwest corner of the state to the southeast, crossing 18 counties in all. The developers say this will allow the domestically produced oil to reach major refining markets in a more direct, safe, and environmentally responsible manner. Malachowski says construction of the pipeline to bring crude from North Dakota's oil fields to a distribution point in Illinois would put the state of Iowa at risk.
So we talk about agricultural legacy. This is something that is a direct threat to that. This is crossing valuable farmland, rich soils, all of our waterways, which are already impaired. So do we really want to incur another risk of an oil spill? We know that those oil spills have had devastating effects in other places in the country.
Landowners and others wishing to intervene in the project must file a petition by July 27th to the Iowa Utilities Board. A three-person panel will hear the case starting in November, and it's expected to rule on the permit in late December or early January. Cedar Falls residents will decide tomorrow whether to back a $35 million bond issue that would help increase elementary school capacity. The district wants to expand Orchard Hill and North Cedar elementary schools while also building a seventh elementary school. If it is approved, the bond issue would add $1.38 of taxes per every $1,000 of taxable value over the next 20 years. So for a $150,000 home, that would add $112.61 to the annual tax bill. Last year, voters rejected a $118 million bond issue that would have also raised money for a new high school. District officials crafted the current smaller proposal after a series of community building meetings, but a group of residents concerned about school spending is opposing the bond issue. An Iowa family that lost a son to suicide in jail earlier this year is pushing for changes in the way people with mental illnesses are treated by authorities. Jim Cornick told the Des Moines Register that sick people shouldn't be sent to jail when they clearly need treatment. Since his son's death in January, Cornick has been meeting with officials and urging improvements to the system. Family members say the events that led to Jeff Cornick's suicide began in 2011 when he was arrested on suspicion of arson after threatening to set fire to gas cans in his Des Moines home. Jim Cornick doesn't make excuses for his son Jeff, but he believes the system can be improved to better help people with mental illnesses. Well, the upcoming Iowa holiday weekend is typically the most dangerous time of the year for traffic crashes involving alcohol. Alex Murphy, a spokesman for the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, says the 4th of July weekend last year was marred by multiple traffic fatal accidents across the state.
7 people were killed on Iowa roadways, one of those being alcohol-related.
In 2013, 6 people were killed on Iowa roadways over the Independence Day weekend, and 3 of those crashes were alcohol-related. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports in 2013, the most recent year in which data is available, 512 people were killed nationwide in motor vehicle crashes over the 4th of July holiday.
199 of those deaths were involving alcohol.
The Iowa Department of Public Safety reports extra law enforcement officers will be patrolling Iowa roadways between July 1st and 7th, watching for impaired drivers.
If you're going to drink or have any adult beverages at any of your celebrations over the 4th of July, we hope that you will have a designated driver or call a taxi cab, because buzz driving is drunk driving, and we have extra enforcement out that will be looking for that.
The legal limit for drunk driving in Iowa is a blood alcohol concentration, or BAC, of 0.08. According to the national figures, more than 20% of the impaired drivers involved in fatal crashes had a blood alcohol content of 0.15 or higher. Authorities say a Marshalltown man jailed on federal drug charges had hidden methamphetamine inside of his prosthetic leg. 40-year-old Jason Gauthier will remain in jail until his trial on a charge of conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Authorities say the charge stems from his arrest on June 17th when officers found the meth in his artificial leg. One of Gauthier's legs was amputated above the knee following a 1994 car accident. Gauthier and 6 others were charged earlier this month when authorities say they busted a meth ring that included operations in Waterloo. Iowa regulators have fined a Sheraton doctor $3,000 and banned him from treating patients with chronic pain following allegations that he overprescribed painkillers. The allegations stem from Dr. David Markowitz's former practice in Moline, Illinois. Markowitz has also practiced in Sheraton since 2012. The Iowa Board of Medicine documents say that Markowitz failed to report that he surrendered his Illinois license in 2013 after officials there found that he overprescribed addictive painkillers and sedatives to a patient who was a drug abuser. Besides the fine, Markowitz was also ordered to serve 5 years probation and have his work monitored by another doctor. A 74-year-old man from Floyd, convicted last month of child sexual abuse, is seeking a new trial. John Lusk's sentencing, which had been set for Friday, has been pushed back to July 24th following his motion for a new trial. The motion claims there was not enough evidence to prove his guilt. A jury convicted Lusk of 2 counts of second-degree sexual abuse, punishable by up to 25 years in prison on each count. Lusk also faces trial in Woodbury County on 3 more charges of second-degree sexual abuse. Authorities say the man sexually abused 2 8-year-old children at different times. Lusk was a volunteer of the Charles City Foster Grandparent Program, working with children at local schools and daycares. And a suburban Des Moines home, complete with its own drawbridge and dance floor, drew a price of over $1 million at a weekend auction. The 9,000-square-foot home in Urbandale was sold Saturday to a local doctor. The final price of the home won't be disclosed until the deal closes, but David Enriquez with Platinum Luxury Auctions said the seller had a reserve price of $1 million. The 4-bedroom home that sits on 3.6 acres has a 6-car garage and room for 24 in the dining room. It was built in 1981. Architect Ken Kendall, who designed the Ruan Center in Des Moines, designed the home. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.